my radio friends. Are you saved? How then should we as believers live since we are saved? The Bible tells us how we should live since we are saved. We'll study that this morning as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Colossians. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a look in the book.
Amen. Now please remain standing and open up the Word of God to the book of Colossians. Open it up this morning to Colossians chapter 3. Are you with me this morning, by the way? Colossians chapter 3. This morning we'll be looking at the first four verses. When you find it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Look at what the Word of God says, beginning with verse 1. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him. Amen. In glory.
Amen.
This morning, from those four verses of scripture, I want to talk with you on the subject, since you are saved.
Amen. Amen.
Since you are saved. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about since you are saved. Amen. Since you are saved. God bless you. You may be seated. For the past few weeks, we have been studying out of the book of Colossians. And the book of Colossians was written by the Apostle Paul. The first two chapters of the book deals with the doctrinal section of the book. As a matter of fact, all of the books that Paul writes, he often began by teaching you who Jesus is and what Jesus Christ has already done for you. And then Paul often moves from the doctrinal part of the book into the practical part of the book. In other words, now that you have been taught who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for you, now he starts challenging you and teaching you about your responsibility towards him. In other words, he has taught you what Jesus done for you. Now we need to learn about what we need to do for Jesus.
Amen.
We come now to the practical part of the book. The first two chapters of the book, he told us how who Jesus is, that he was indeed the image, the exact image of God. He told us that Jesus was the creator He told us that Jesus is the only reconciler. He's the one that is bringing lost men back in connection with Almighty God.
Yes.
He told us how Jesus Christ has died for your sin, buried for your sin, but was resurrected for your justification, so that God can treat you like you have never sinned.
Amen.
Now he comes to the part of the book, now that you say, since you're now saved, what should we do for him? See, much of preaching today focus on a me-centered gospel. What God ought to be doing for me. No, no, no. No, the gospel ought to be focused in on what we ought to do for God. Jesus already done enough for you. Oh, yes, yes. He took that cross and died on that cross for you. Now what you gonna do for him? He tells you what you ought to do, how you ought to behave now that you are saved. Look here at verse number 1. He says, if. That word if can be translated as since. S-I-N-C. Now, let's put that word in there. Since. Say that with me. Since. Not if. See, if put some doubts in there. No, no, no. Since then, you have been raised. You've already been raised. It says, since then, you've already been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. For you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you shall be revealed with him in glory. Let me give you three things this morning that we need to do since, somebody say since you've been saved. First thing you ought to do, just since you've been saved, you ought to seek heavenly things.
Amen.
He says, if then, or since then, you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking. Oh, I love the way they translated that, because they went on and translated it with the present tense. And the present tense always start in the present, but it moves on into the future. It says, keep on seeking. Things were about. You know, the reason that you are saved is because God was seeking you, but you was also seeking God. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. The reason that you are saved, if you are saved, the reason that you are saved is God was looking for you, but you was looking for him. Oh, it looks like some of y'all ain't with me, so let me come to your neighborhood today. If then you are married, the only reason that you are married is that man that you married to, he was looking for you, woman, but at the same time, woman, you was looking for him. So, since now y'all done got hooked up, do you need to stop looking towards each other? No. That's why a lot of marriages fail. It's because they don't keep doing the same thing that they got the person. They don't keep it up. You got to keep doing those same things. Just like you looked at that woman and that woman looked at you and y'all eyes connected on one another and y'all got all googly-eyed over each other. You got to keep that same feeling up if you're going to stay married. Oh, I won't stay married long to my wife if she see me looking at other women. I need to be looking at her. In the same way, now since you done got saved, since you was looking for Christ, now that you got Christ in your life, now you need to start seeking the things of Christ. That's what he's saying there in the text. Keep seeking those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We got to continue to keep on seeking. Amen. If we don't want to mess up our relationship with God. It says seek those things that above. See, before you got saved, you often sought the things on this earth. Come on, somebody. I'm in your neighborhood right now. We often live, as the old songwriter used to say, live for the weekend. Or that's when I party down. We would work Monday through Friday. And then on Friday night, we would go out and say, as this other songwriter said, we're going to have a good time. Oh, yeah, we go out and we seek to have a good time on Friday night and seek to have a good time on Saturday night. And it was all about us. It was all about what I want and what I want to do with my money. So I go and buy this with my money. I go and buy that with my money. I go over here with my money. Because after all, it's my money. And after all, it's my life. After all, as one somebody said, it's my thing. I can do whatever I want to do. And you can't tell me who to clock at, y'all. We had a self-centered life. But since now you are saved, it's not all about you anymore. Your life belongs to Jesus Christ. You God's property, as Kirk Franklin said. Oh, yes, you God's property. Look what it says. You done got hitched up with Jesus. Since you've been raised up, listen there, with Christ. Look, you hooked with it. Keep seeking the things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Oh, see, you wrapped up in Jesus. And because you wrapped up in Jesus, your life is in Jesus. Now, if you're going to find your life, you got to keep on looking to Jesus. It says keep on seeking the things above. Now, somebody may say, what are some of those things above? Because see, you already know about them things on earth. I don't have to give you a laundry list of them things that we seek when we was lost. You know what I'm talking about. We go out on Friday night on the prowl looking for something. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We go to a party and we want to check the party out. We go there looking for something. You know what I'm talking about, because I ain't going there this morning, but you know what I'm talking about this morning. And if that party don't have what I'm looking for, we say, man, let's get on out of here. You know, man, so what I'm talking about. Huh? And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Yesterday, man, I thought they said it was going to be happening. They ain't got nothing happening over here. So you know those things of the world that we seek after. But what about the things of God that we need to seek after? Turn with me over here to 2 Peter chapter 1. He gives us a list of things that we ought to put our minds on. Can I teach you this morning? Look at what the Bible says. Can we look in the Bible? Look at what the Bible says, 2 Peter. That's over towards the book of Revelation. If you done made it to Revelation, bag up by 4 or 5 books. Look at what the text says. 2 Peter chapter 1. Look what Peter says here in verse 4. For by these he has granted. Ooh, that's raw language. God, the kingdom, granted to us his precious and magnificent promises in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped. Somebody say escape.
Escape.
The corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh my God. Do you know why people are wrapped up on drugs? It's because of lust. They got a lust problem. You know why folks is hooked on pornography? It's a lust problem. Whatever you done got yourself wrapped up and tangled up in, it's a lust problem. You got to escape the lust problem with a love problem, the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to fall in love with Jesus if you're going to ever escape. Oh, man. Look at the text. The text said it's teaching us how to escape these things. How you going to escape? Now, for the very reason, also applying all diligence, work hard as you can, in your faith. Supply moral excellence. And in your moral excellence, knowledge. He said, don't stop there. Verse 6. And in your knowledge, add what to it? Self-control. And in your self-control, what you ought to add to that? Perseverance. And in your perseverance, put some godliness with it. He says in verse 7, and in your godliness, don't stop there, put some brotherly kindness, put some sweetness with it. Don't just listen, don't just tell a person the truth, speak the truth in love. The Bible says, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and you are increasing, somebody say increasing. In other words, you're growing. They tender your neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacked these things, he said, now you ain't got this. He said, you blind. You may be saved, but you blind. Are you short-sighted? Oh, my Lord. Having forsaken or having forgotten. Underline that word, forgotten. But we got to come back to that at the end. His purification from his former sin. God done clean you up, but you done went right back into the mess that God done got you out of. Why? Because you done forgot who you was. He says in verse number 10, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent. Work hard. Work hard at what? Getting the car, getting the house? He said, now put that energy on getting the qualities of God. Getting quiet on me. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. Find out once you done got saved, why God done save me? Why did he call me? Do he want me to be sing for him? Do you want me to worship for him? Do you want me to preach for him? Right. What do you want me to do? For him, not for me. It's for him. Yeah. Listen to what he said. He said, because if you practice, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Woo! That's preaching. Do you listen? Do you think that one of the reasons that folks often stumble and get back into the mess that God done got them out of is because they keep seeking earthly stuff rather than getting into the Bible and seeking knowledge and then trying to have some sweetness about themselves? Don't just tell somebody the truth. You got to put some sweetness with the truth. The Bible, we're going to learn a little bit about that later on. The Bible even said, season your words with some salt. Make it tasty. Yeah. Have you ever tasted some food ain't got no salt to it? A lot of time it ain't tasty. It says, season up. Add some stuff. And these are the things you need to add. And so if once you done got saved, seek the things that are above. Now, I know that's not popular, but you're not trying to be popular. You ought to be trying to be biblical. Now, that's the second thing. The second thing. That's bringing me to our second point. Now that you're saved, seek the things, heavenly things. The second thing, you want to set your mind on heavenly things. Set it. High five somebody and tell them, set it. Set your mind. Look what it says. It's right out the Bible. Verse 2. He says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Now that's pretty plain. I don't need to call out no visible illustration for that. This is really plain. It says set your mind. The King James Bible even says set your affections. Ah, the stuff that you dream about. Set your affection, set your mind. That word in the Greek basically means to apply your thinking to things above. So listen, do you know how we can do verse 1? The way that you are able to seek and keep seeking heavenly things is by applying verse 2. By setting your mind on earth. Once your mind is set, then you're going to seek. Oh, you didn't catch that. See, whatever your mind is set to, that's what you're going to seek after. When I go to bed at night, I set my radio. You know, modern technology is good, isn't it? And with my radio, I can program whatever stations I want to program it to. And I got my radio programmed to Christian stations. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm waking up to a Christian station. It may be Heaven 97, it may be KGGR, it may be KCBI, but it's set up to one of those Christian stations. Now, why is it that when I wake up in the morning, I hear Christian music? The reason I'm hearing Christian music is because my radio has been set to a Christian station. Oh, in the same way, if you really want to seek after the things of Almighty God, then you're going to have to take the time and set your mind to heaven's channel rather than earthly channel. Now listen, those other radio stations are on. Yeah, they own a lot of the radio stations are on. K104, it's on. But I don't hear the hip hop music. Is it because they're not playing the hip hop? No, they're playing it. But I just don't hear it. Why? Because my station is set to some heavenly stuff. In the same way, this world that we live in, it has a lot of earthly channels. And if you are not in tune with God, you're going to be operating on earth frequency. Right. And you wonder, why is it that I keep making that same old mistake? Is your mind set on heaven's channel or is it set on the world's channel? See, God is always talking. But are you listening? Amen. See, a lot of people say, why come God just won't come on and tell me? He is. He's telling you. Uh-huh. Thank you. But you got your mind on another channel. You got your mind set to the world. God is speaking. He's calling you by your name. You say, if I ain't hearing him, it's because you got your mind set to another state.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.